AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Three men have been arrested in the United States, accused of trying to join the Islamic State group in Syria. The AP's Warren Levinson is in New York.
It was the talk about shooting President Obama or planting a bomb in Coney Island that put law enforcement onto the three men arrested in New York and Florida. Diego Rodriguez, the FBI special agent in charge of the New York office, says the three had been watched since August.
Yeah, this is just normal protocol for us. Remember, we're always trying to identify these folks, their hierarchy, their network.
The plan was to join the Islamic State group in Syria and, if they failed to get in, launch attacks in the United States. According to a criminal complaint, one 19-year-old suspect said when his mother found out he wanted to go to Syria to wage jihad, she confiscated his passport. Warren Levinson, New York.
The way is clear for the Senate to pass a bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security.
It's a very, very big deal. There will be nothing from us to slow it down.
Not included in the bill is provisions that would overturn President Obama's executive actions on immigration. The bill would have to move on to the House. The lawyer for the driver in Southern California who left his pickup truck on railroad tracks says his client tried to move the truck before it was hit by a commuter train.
He basically freaked out at the situation and tried to help people. Did he do everything like James Bond would have done under fire? No. But he's an average guy who's a family man who's never once in his life encountered such a tragedy.
Ron Bamie says Jose Alejandro Sanchez Ramirez accidentally drove onto tracks. The derailment in Oxnard sent 30 people to hospitals, four with critical injuries. People in parts of the South will be getting a blast of winter.
There is a 100% chance of snow.
That's Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed. Georgia delayed tonight's execution of its only female death row inmate because of the approaching storm. Another record close. The Dow gained just 15 points, but it was good enough for a record. This is AP Radio News. The strain between the U.S. and Israel is deepening. The AP's Mark Smith reports top advisors to President Obama exchanged verbal blasts with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over Iran nuclear talks.
Netanyahu told allies in Jerusalem the U.S. and its partners have given up on preventing Iran from getting the nuclear bomb. But Secretary of State John Kerry says critics should hold their fire.
I would caution others not to be running around combating a deal that hasn't been made.
Officials here say, in fact, the whole point of talks is to keep Tehran well away from the ability to produce a weapon. Netanyahu's due to argue his case to Congress next week, but National Security Advisor Susan Rice says that speech, arranged by GOP leaders bypassing the White House, is destructive of U.S.-Israel relations. Mark Smith at the White House.
At least 124 people are feared dead from avalanches in northeastern Afghanistan. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.